Let us guess that most day-to-day listeners right now will be eating a big meal at some point today. Thanksgiving is a day not only to count blessings, but also to overindulge. As a sign of their outstanding commitment to public service, our colleagues at Slate are offering a guide to some of the most powerful antacids currently available. And joining us now is the author of the Slate article, writer William Brantley, from NPR member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Happy Thanksgiving, William.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Alex.
You wrote this piece in Slate called A Shopper, in which you describe your somewhat unscientific test of these antacids, both prescription and over-the-counter. Before we get to the results, please describe the selfless work you undertook to give yourself serious indigestion, which is a kind of a prerequisite for this, and it went on day after day.
Day after day. Well, you know, heartburn can and does strike at any time. That's one of the terrible things about it. But what I wanted to try to do was to court the heartburn.
And there are certain foods that are going to help you do this.
Right. There are certain foods that have given me particularly bad heartburn. Some of these are obvious, things like chocolate, alcohol. So my revolving lunch plan included things like baked ziti pizza and buffalo wings, chili dogs.
Which I'll note you combined with a beer and often finished off with a box of Junior Mints or something like that. I mean, it sounds completely disgusting.
Well, it depends on your definition of disgusting.
All right. Well, you've succeeded in turning your stomach into a roiling pit of acid, and you've designed this rigorous testing regime, complete with a research assistant.
That's right. The research assistant's name is Elizabeth Brantley, a.k.a. the administrator.
You two are newly married. This also adds a little stress. That's probably good for heartburn, too.
That's right. A lot of doctors and researchers think that stress has as much or more to do with heartburn than does diet. So we had just married, and before starting the experiment, we designed this rigorous double-blind testing method.
Well, okay. Now, you tried a different antacid each day. There are, I guess, two broad categories of these antacid drugs. Can you briefly explain the difference?
Sure. One is, as you referred earlier, are antacids. These are your Tums, your Rolaids, things that you take once the heartburn is already there. There are two other types of heartburn medicines that are generally considered preventative medicines, and these are things called H2 blockers, and they reduce the amount of acid down in your stomach. And then the most powerful is something called a proton pump inhibitor, or a PPI. And proton pump inhibitors are usually prescription drugs. And these are things that actually block the pumps that produce the acid in the stomach.
Okay, you set up this test cycle, which goes on. I mean, it must have been weeks that you were doing this to yourself.
There are over a dozen that I tested.
All right, give us some highlights of your findings.
You know, one of the things that surprised me was there were some H2s, which are generally considered lesser drugs than the PPIs, that performed really well. One of those was one that I'd actually never tried before, which was called Pepcid AC, which I think anyone who has heartburn is probably familiar with Pepcid AC. But it performed really well, as did another H2 called Axid. These are two drugs which I wouldn't have thought beforehand would have done much, but they really tamped down the heartburn. Specifically, the Axid really worked on a day in which I not only had this lunch of, I think of that day I had lasagna, beer, and a slice of blueberry pie, but later in the day, I went out and had a Reuben, some nachos, some popcorn, and all sorts of things, and it really did a great job of keeping the heartburn down.
William, are you going to be reaching for a third piece of pumpkin pie today?
Oh, yes, always. Three pieces of pumpkin pie and maybe a second beer.
You can find William Brantley's one-man, and we may say heroic, antacid rating piece at Slate.com. William, thank you for joining us, and bon appetit.
Thank you, Alex. Happy Thanksgiving.